Welcome, beloveds. I'm very excited to share in this week's devotions, and I want to talk about something very exciting this week. This is really something that has changed my life and something that I believe has the potential to create transformation in all of our lives, and that is the Word of God. I want to talk about knowing God through His Word this week, and I would like to describe God's Word by using a word that starts with a letter P each day this week, and hopefully it will make it a bit easier for you to remember. But God's Word is so amazing. And when it comes to knowing God, we definitely need to know Him through His Word and through the Holy Spirit. Somebody rightfully said, if you only know the Word, you dry up. If you only know the Spirit, you blow up. But when you know the Word and the Spirit, you grow up. So there's definitely a balance. But this week, I do want to focus on God's Word. And today, I want to talk about the fact that God's Word is perfect. It is absolutely perfect. You see, there's nothing wrong with God's Word. It doesn't have errors. And the Word of God confirms that. We read in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 to 17, out of the New King James, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So we see there that the Word of God is inspired by God. It is God-breathed. You see, it's not just a book that was written about God. It's actually a book written by God through men. And we always need to remember that the Word of God is inspired by God Himself. And therefore, we can confidently know that the Word of God doesn't have errors. The Word of God is perfect. And it's so powerful that it goes on to say there, God uses it to correct us, to teach us, to equip us, so that we would be thoroughly equipped for every good work. You see, some people think that God uses tragedies and sickness and all kinds of bad things to teach us. And we can certainly learn from bad things, but God doesn't need bad things to teach us. God has His Word that is perfect, and He uses His Word to teach us, to correct us, and to help us and to equip us in life. And the Word of God is powerful enough to do that in our lives. And I just want to read that passage to you out of the NLT as well. It says, all Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. So I just want to encourage you today and remind you today that God's Word is perfect. When you read it, remember it's not just a book written by man, it's a book written by God through man. It's inspired by God and it is absolutely perfect. You are highly favored and deeply loved.